from the passage in Genesis this morning that we read. Genesis chapter 14, which is verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tithe of all. Now, we have talked about a priest before, but just state it again in simple terms. The priest is an exclusive offerer provided by God. The priest is an exclusive offerer provided by God. So we put that here. We see Melchizedek, the one provided by God, emphasized by his unexpected appearance in history. So it's useful for us then to see the by the separateness of Melchizedek, the exclusive offerer provided by God. He stands out for that reason. He is not one among many. Certainly Aaron was the first high priest, but there was a succession of high priests. But Melchizedek is the only one, and he is, from Psalm 110, it's a perpetual high priest role. And so we're expected to see that then as God-given and unique and spotlighted, so to speak. So God provided exclusive. We turn to him, and we ought to come to that one who provides as the one who offers to God himself. And thus, that is what we have here today. We come to Christ as the unique offerer, and we bless God that we have such a one. Christ is the one who has offered on our behalf, who does continue to offer on our behalf, and we come. Melchizedek appears from nowhere. And Abram didn't say, "Wait a minute, I don't know who you are." He came. He came. And so we come. We come to Christ. We come as we are, so to speak. I mean, Abram, it says that Melchizedek came and gave bread and wine. Abram had come from the battle and was I'm sure dirty and tired, and so these things were necessary, so we come not with what is valuable, but we come where we are and as we are to the one who has been given by God. And that is, we receive what God gives, which is everything. So that's the blessedness here today. Let's give thanks for the bread, shall we? Father in heaven, we thank you that you have from the foundation of the world given your Son. We thank you that he is a bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. We thank you that we are, as human beings, one with him. We do thank you that he has walked our streets, that he has taught in our streets, that he has healed in our streets, that he has suffered among us. We do thank you for your giving of him. We do thank you that he has been bruised and broken in his body, that you have given him for that purpose. We thank you that we may receive that bruised body for our own healing. We thank you that our reception is also of your doing. We pray that we may receive the Lord Jesus in this manner here this morning. In Christ's name.